This is a production of Cornell University.
The time is now 4:47, and I'm calling this student assembly meeting to order. Chelsea, if you could call the roll, please.
Good evening. Thanks, Chelsea. First on the agenda is approval of the November 8th, 2012 minutes. There's been a motion to approve. Rep. Kerr seconded it. Is there any dissent? Seeing none, the minutes are approved. Next is open microphone. If there's anyone in the audience who isn't currently on the agenda who'd like to make an announcement, feel free to now. Seeing none, we're going to move on to announcements and reports. Joe isn't here yet. The first is a diversity community meeting update by VC Smith.
I'm looking at the wrong agenda.
What a mess.
That's expressive.
I know. So today was a monthly diversity community meeting. It was at the ungodly hour of the evening. It was 10 o'clock. And this week, based on last month's meeting, where things got a little bit heated, they decided to bring in a mediator or a facilitator. Susan is also who helped lead us in a very productive discussion just about the difficulties associated with a lot of the diversity work that a lot of us do and how we can support those solutions and how we can better define the mission of that particular group. After speaking with Vivian after that particular meeting, she was interested in possibly leading that exact same meeting and discussion for us, so we can figure out a better way to kind of have some of that difficult dialogue with the state and how we can kind of move forward. So we're looking to do that next semester. We're going to see an idea about that sometime this semester, but then hopefully we'll do it next semester, so we can get to that. Finally, the FAPAP has been staffed. Well, essentially, it'll actually be staffed tomorrow, but the website and whatnot is running. And the service director. Thanks to that wonderful team over there.
Thanks, Ulysses. Next is an alumni announcement. Mo isn't here right now, so I'll just give a sort of brief update. Basically, he's working on some alumni, student assembly alumni engagement sort of ideas. The Daily Sun, for example, has a pretty like strong kind of like alumni program, and we're thinking about doing something similar. So if you have any ideas for that, email Mo. Conveniently, all the SA members of the past are already coded in the Alumni Affairs database as SA members, so that's going to be really convenient. Next is an athletic outreach announcement, Joey Weinberg.
So the athletics department would, see, we don't need mics after all. The athletics department would like to encourage all SA members and the public to
the home NCAA soccer tournament game against Syracuse University in the 7th round of the field. I'd be interested in reminding you all of their home hockey national televised event today. Student College in Cambridge on Friday, Dartmouth on Saturday, and home basketball tomorrow. We're finally scheduling the time from the Institute for a few minutes to be on Thursday semester. On Dartmouth, we're very busy, but we can't get that many other members of the SA members. I actually have a conductor to the student body. I feel that we're looking for control of the running game from those who are very passionate about sports to those who have never had sports teams. So if you fall for the net, continuing and you are representing maybe more different than many athletes who are representing the student body here, please shoot me an email to have a share of love or anything else. So,
sure.
For those of you who don't have tickets to the Harvard League, there will be a meeting in the Marriott Center on Friday night. Feel free to come and join the Bears and enjoy. I know that they've been working really hard.
It's just the actual reports on that.
Okay. There is an appropriations committee announcement by VP Desai, but that is for next week, actually.
Okay, there's nothing next week.
So we are going to move on to business of the day. Do you want to do the appropriation reports?
No.
Okay. So we're going to move on to Resolution 21, adoption of a diversity plan. Printed in the packet, so if you want to look at it, you can pull it up on your computers or your phones or whatever. Okay. First on the speaker's list is Rep. Kerr.
So I ran this plan by the superintendent from the policy committee, and she loved it. She loved the initiative, especially the one that involved the academic initiative. When we're voting on the
next is Rep. Scalfo.
Hi there. I did the same thing. I spoke with Rick Angler over at the IOR school, and Brendan Biker. She had very similar thoughts to what the human ecology person said. She was just very concerned with how this is going to affect her and how she won't be able to do everything she's assigned to now on top of this, and how you're going to be dealing with increased
workload for those people, and you're planning on getting new people to help for the
Thank you, Representative Representative. I just wanted to start my comments. in that. Maybe I'm looking at this as a development plan, and I really appreciate the effort that you put forth to create this. As well, I agree with you on the point that whether it's Facebook is providing, and if you supposedly give an exact definition, it may be something that everybody can agree to their definition or package. At the same time, it's more than thinking about it, maybe about creating a working document that's trying to diversify something that I'm very interested in collaborating with, which you actually have a definition for. As well, kind of specific, but under the inclusion section, who is your target audience for the diversity training program, or what do you exactly share with us? Okay.
But I definitely agree with you, so where do you like my concern is people who have abilities to be developed as part of this finding the organizational goal or in terms of the class. And so it's kind of the idea that we're supposed to get.
And also, just for everyone's information, that prong is actually in the charge of the VP of Diversity and Inclusion, which is an extension of what we've actually passed already. Next is Rep. Pritchett. Next is EVP Mueller.
Hey, listen. So I have one quick question sort of about just because a lot of what I do with our day-to-day basis with our different projects and resolutions and everything. Could you elaborate on what you mean by standardizing practices and metrics for evaluating the cultural inclusiveness of SA action legislation decisions? Maybe just sort of like give an example of something that we have and how you would categorize it, something like that. Because, and I'll say my other point just so you can just have your time and just talk, and I will talk again, is that I have a lot of faith in you, I have a lot of trust in you being able to execute all these things. You know, I don't have much of a problem with them being sort of vague in a lot of places, but I think you really have your work put out for you over the next couple of months, because I'm not convinced that the next person to step into your shoes will have the same vigor and intensity about the issues that you do and will not necessarily be as able to follow through on what you put through. So I'll give you time now. Go ahead. I mean, we don't know. We have no idea.
When we talk about the current story, we have a lot of things that are more than just issues. And I think I talked about this during the election process. But a method for analyzing our recognition is via the current community. So we talk about, we have a lot of statistical goals, what your recognition is, what the goals are, what your recognition is, and how they, what constituents they will affect, what groups they will affect. What are the long-term effects of that, what are the short-term effects of that, how can you engage them, that type of those type of things. So that's more of a specific kind of a problem for the project. Right now, I'm not going to work with them. That's something we've been working on. I have a professor that I've been working with that actually kind of figure this out a bit more. And it's just kind of a way to measure our effectiveness is rolling out choose here are taking into account what we think is the appropriate thing. So it's kind of a conflict to say, it's something I actually have to think about very much, but it's something I know you're going to have.
So that's the end of the speaker's list. I'll entertain any motions or... Yeah, you want to speak?
Yeah.
You keep reading. You want to speak? Now everyone wants to speak.
Thank you for coming today. It's good to see you. I have a few things. One, in the last 8 years before the debate fund was also, I was wondering if you would find a friendly change to in the hopes of encouraging the creation of their own initiatives rather than hoping for the creation of, I don't know. It was bothering me a little bit, and I think we're going to be submitting it to the U.S. The GPS City and the Fact and Senate. I think you like perfect. And then also, the second thing that I had a question about was the Action Diversity Plan. I was wondering if you could talk a little bit more about some of the tangible things that you think will come up with, in the next year. Because the first year that everyone's all about is talking about the completion of this year. And I think it's great that we're taking the initiative 100%. It's great that we're thinking about adopting this diversity plan, but my hope is that something really tangible and impactful to come from it. And I would hate for this year it be something that, we say hey, we did this, but what is that? I would really want something that is really tangible to come out of it. So I'd love to hear your opinion on that. Thank you.
Sure. So
Maybe.
So First, I just wanted to say thank you, Vice President Smith. I honestly, whether or not I agree with all of the actual principles or kind of what your specific vision is, you know, I think a lot of the time we talk about turning initiatives that the FAA is working on into tangible, hard deliverables that we can then take and not only act upon but present to other people, and I think this is like the definition of that. As someone who's been the minority representative for a couple of years and chaired JAMIC with VP Breed, and I know how difficult that is to do specifically when working with issues around diversity, and I did want to commend you because I do think this is an excellent, at the very least, discussion point. I mean, overall, I think it's great. I wanted to echo VP Mueller and say that you have a lot on your plate if this does pass. And my recommendation to you is to make sure that the new JAMIC CD group is very heavily involved in that. And also, you know, when you are working with your new Diversities Affairs Coalition, to make sure that not only the executive board but the SA as a whole is looped into those conversations consistently, because, you know, I think Representative Scalfo pointed out some of the road bumps you're going to bump into there, and, you know, whether that's engaging the college representatives or just the SA as a whole, making sure that those lines of communication are kept is going to be important. I did want to point out what I thought was one of the strongest things in this, which was just the SA, you calling for more SA involvement in university-wide programming, specifically pre-orientation interactions. I know people have been talking about that for what feels like 3 years now, and you're finally kind of putting a scoop to a bow. So overall, I think this is great. I think the SA needs to be involved in it moving forward, but I think you're setting a great precedent. With that, I call the question.
There's been a motion to vote. There's been dissent. Do you want to explain your dissent?
I still like for discussion to be continue, and I know a community member would like to speak.
Is there a community member who would like to speak? Sure.
I'll withdraw my motion.
You could come to the table and speak into the microphone. Yeah, just state your name. Can I have the microphone? Just state your name and your year for the record.
My name is Bill Leather. I have a question. So I have a question. This is my legacy plan. What specific actions can I make regards to the one else?
The plan that I did is for the discovery. It's not just saying what the rest of the country needs to do. This is an effort to make sure we're actually aligning ourselves with our own, with the stuff we're actually going to do. The kind of aligning our own clothes and then basically our actual principles. Such as that, because we can find the countries are better in a way that we can actually engage with them for the community. So, I mean, if you're looking at what we like from the community, that's about to do. You might have people that are just coming in and engage and talk about it and discuss the average that they have. Like you
can. And can you please clarify that it's been the diversity coalition push for the creation of multiple substance intercultural dialogue, as well as diversity farming across schools and colleges. I thought we could start with your.
So that's my point about the SAD, which is Student Assembly Diversity Affairs Coalition that we passed 2 years ago. That coalition is focused specifically on academic initiatives, which is something we don't really focus on. Technically, our research, but we have talked to people who are other people who are going to kind of help us do that. So there's a talk from a lot of people who are working about the academic side, the education component of diversity. So we have talked about how we implement their key diversity requirements, and that can be fulfilled two different ways, one of which is due to the intercultural issues that are important. So now we're looking at that and thinking, well, how can we do this project to make it more quickly? And instead of having to conduct an emergency analysis about that happening, having more of a college,
I didn't know that there was an
practical solution. When we talk about ethical design, when we talk about the relationship with how a lot of different architects. And we need to figure out how that is done, how we can use this information to incorporate the data,
Okay. So we are going to move on, and if you have questions later, I think. Okay, sure. Sure.
Given the information, assuming that in some cases there is a resource, why should you remember to do that? A, send resources out of
your plan. I don't think it's actually going to be a lot specific. Well, I think it's university resources. I think we're talking about pre-pressure federal program and university faculty should be like doing some of the university so go off and do our own investigation today. I think this is something that's really an interesting point, but I think the concept of this is really something the university is trying to dedicate to at this point. And it's really working hard because the students are pointing, it's really working hard to actually kind of do it. It's difficult right now to kind of reconcile all the decentralized structures and really talk about the university kind of people together. But again, the plan is necessary for the university itself and the university is not necessary for the form of the university for us to play with. The main focus will be on us. Most of the students coming out here will be from us. Just to figure out what our operations should be to make sure we are doing our job like we should be. I would encourage you to write up the whole list.
Thank you very much. So there's been a motion to vote. It's been seconded. Is there any dissent? So seeing none, we are going to roll call. Chelsea, please call the roll.
I motion to vote by placard, please.
I dissent.
So that we're going to roll call.
Yes.
Rossi?
Yes. Kerr? Yes. Daniel?
Yes.
Rosa?
Yes.
Kerr?
Yes.
Lovely?
Yes.
Mr. Yes.
Yes.
I'm usually
yes.
Not.
Yes.
Christian?
Yes.
Russell?
Can I get back to you?
Smith?
Yes.
DeVento?
Yes.
Corona?
Yes.
Dunkel?
Okay.
The car.
you.
No.
By a vote of 21-1-0, resolution 21 passes. Next, we're moving on to resolution 22, urging mandatory sexual assault and rape education during orientation, which was actually renamed as Orientation Education Program.
Who did this?
Thank you. I was really right on the border right there.
Thank you.
Do you want to send a decision for me?
Yeah.
You have 2 minutes.
Okay, so as you may notice, that the certain orders, the written part of that, the certain orders will not be. And this is because of all of your comments and some of your comments that we made. We decided to put it all together to send a more comprehensive plan that we thought would be more effective for the
district. It just includes a very different
Thanks. So we're opening up the speakers list. Rep. Phallic. Next is Rep. Stefanko.
I just have a couple quick questions. I know you guys kind of touched on this, but this should be first question, I guess, would this be a mandatory part of the program? The second question is, would it be a separate program, or would it be put in with an already existing program during orientation, maybe just an extra 30 minutes? And then my final question is, this in conjunction with the kind of like a local union style class that you would be working on, or is this a substitute for that as well?
Okay, so I'm sorry. It would be the idea of the one, it would be in conjunction with something that already going on for you, so this would be adding to that, the other elements, it would be a couple of probably mandatory events. And that's something that we would
Rep Chen. Next is Rep Kerr. BP Smith.
Again, I have been applaud you like everybody else for the resolution. I have been wondering about just the content, I guess, in a sense, or how it's been edited in the current fabric. So you're talking specifically about the orientation steering committee, but I'm wondering, there are standing programs that are in this, so for instance, Joey's in the fund, and you guys are ready now. That was rolled out 2 years ago now, and that's having a program that's open, that's mandatory, and it's required for all Christian students now, and that actually introduces them to having a mental health initiative. But I think maybe this could also be factored into the committee, so that's something to learn. Also, I would encourage you to maybe look at other programs, perhaps even get up to the second thing, like model, if you are in it. But I'm going to be part of that, since that's encouraged a mental discussion and the follow up that occurs after the in residence call. So maybe you talk about residential staff training, we talk about where the residential programs are going to incorporate the type of stuff is that will be separate, and also how they are just going forward with what they're supposed to know and what the agenda that they need to set up on their first with their first board meeting. So maybe those are other routes you go to. I'm not sure if it's like a separate appropriate program. I'm actually going to, we're over time for that, so I'm going to keep moving down the speakers list. Next is Greek Liaison Toledo.
Thank you, guys. I just have one quick question. Did you consider that in this situation on the university recognition policy for Greek housing and what freshmen are not allowed to do in the experience of 4 quarters and how the 4 quarters is functioning?
Smart.
Great idea. But that, what we're using this experience
for, it can be incorporated in that they know kind of thing and can't get into it, and that one's going to be good at to make sure that they don't go. And in addition, starting next spring, new members of the Greek Refugee Houses, the Survivors of the Houses, will be going through that training. So
Next is Rep. Lovely.
Hey,
next is Rep. Pritchard. Just before we move on, I just want to welcome a special visitor, former SA president, Natalie Rapp. Natalie, please stand up. And I'm not going to make a political comment because we know what happens on the listserv when that happens. But welcome, Natalie. So next is Rep. Scalfa.
I wanted to echo a really real what Representative Smith said about residential staff. As an RA myself, I've actually had more than I'd like to had to deal with this. And I actually addressed it in all three of my four meetings that I had in the first week. And you know, it's still just something that's continually going on. But really, I think residential staff might be your best bet.
Yeah, and so I am also already totally in what you said. I'll be meeting with you then to talk about this at least in this conversation throughout the year, so I'll let you know about that.
Rep. Muir.
So I suppose this is a point of information and also a comment.
Point of information to the chair.
So, yeah. So I guess my point of information is, as pertaining to OSC, can a resolution such as this be incorporated within the B of that organization? And if so, wouldn't that be using the appropriation fee? So I guess that's my point of information. And then I guess my question or comment that respect is, how do you go about, or you talk about collaborating with OSC, the partnering with OSC? Is there an actual contractual formal collaboration or just a recommendation? And again, back to the chair, Adam, President Gillian.
So I'm going to defer to Renee on that one.
Any ruling on how to use Appendix B is at the discretion of the majority vote of the Assembly. As the Vice President of Finance, I would personally frown upon that use because I personally see Appendix B as a medium for us to improve the efficiency and effectiveness of the allocation of the student activity fee, not to mandate specific SA initiatives. I think that if you know, the representatives at the table would like to work with OSC, and you know, if there was any sort of complication that came into mind about, you know, whether this would cost money or something like that, we could validate that money that we give them be spent on any sort of specific program. But if there isn't any, I would not feel comfortable saying you receiving student activity fee money is contingent on you doing this specific operational change that we do not think is pertinent to your operations, like to you being an efficient organization.
There's been a motion to vote on this and second. Do you want to explain your dissent? Just pointing out that that's a really good, we're having an executive session later where we're talking about resolutions a little bit, but that's a very good sort of procedural move on their part. Do you withdraw your motion? Okay. There's been a motion to table. There's three people left on the speakers list. Is there? Okay. So we'll just go. We'll have the last three speakers speak, and then we'll move on. Rep. Harris.
I think
a lot of times you get out of here when you're in small groups. There's a lot of other ways like to waste time. If you guys give me knowledge and information to just share that with us, so it's very powerful. That's a small group, typically 6 weeks. And we have a close step later. It's right here. So it's like on the website and you're like, you have another resource and the team is going to be very effective. Just so you guys can finish your job.
Rep. Cho.
I'm just going to take you guys back to the same essentially. That is just a lot of information for one seminar for 45 minutes. So I was just wondering, what are your plans on for us to follow up and get kids aware this week? And then we're going to get to see if you can speak something good about it.
Yeah, but just to me, I think it's one of the 31-45 minute seminar. The idea is that it's going to look at organizations as a whole and make sure that all these different issues are addressed in their own community, whether it be in the whole of the group, whether it be in the dorm, or whether it be in a very large setting. So, just to reiterate that point, in terms of follow up, that is something that we'll look into the RA resident life situation to see what follow up we can do with that and start from
there. Rep. Batista.
Thank you so much for coming forward and accepting some of the things you have. I definitely agree with you all. Don't have any more information. I think if there was something I remember from the program, it was tapestry and more information. As well, during the planning process, I thought it was including just like everyday freshmen, because like on the ground, and giving feedback, and then we experience what you're seeing, or you're just very committed to getting the other side of them, and you're all welcome.
Okay.
Thank you very much. This will come up after Thanksgiving. Next is essay resolution 24, essay, 23, restructuring the essay communications committee.
Focus on enormous amount of energy and resources on internal changes for the way to be formally
subcommittees. So, for example, we have two resolutions on the annual submit preference committee that has been made a new VP position. We require three applications for those running for seats. We renamed a part and change campus to see. We have new, new diversity. And we're focusing on enrollment time and then on the internal students. All of them are really very technical what our charter says. And so I think that in the future, you know, I think there's a fine changes, but really it's going to matter to students. How are we going to get our red set working? How are we going to get more traffic our patients and things like that? And so, you know, it's not going to be like, what's the time of broadly not the PR and how that works? I think it's going to change the kind of many outreach and PR and, you know, strategy together. I just think that we need to pay attention to how much time is spent internally, focus on the current index.
Rep Kerr.
Like that part.
I love the part where you say that you want to involve
internal
numbers in the decision. That's so important when we can start with that. I mean, I think even in my tenure, it's not simply that they've been around, and there's always a problem with government involving people who don't have a vote. I have just a key question where you want to assemble down to 500 students. Does that mean that committee is going to be those people plus those 500 guys, or especially the way the review committee would be, or is it more the committee will be so big that they'll need to do like the 500 members in terms of the facility?
Yeah. Something that we've been discussing is that we might be outreach team to kind of come from all different parts of campus, so I wasn't sure how to make the best amendment in order to do it necessary right now, but we want to have representation of the school. So maybe that's changing to design our team of at least 7 undergraduate students from each of the colleges. I think that may be appropriate because I think that's where outreach is at.
I think that's a friendly amendment if you just want to make that.
Yeah, I'll make that.
Okay. Whatever it is. Yeah. VP Desai. Oh, you have.
Yes, thank you guys for presenting this. I do think that this is a very important change that needs to be made, especially in light of where it is we're taking the Vice President Outreach and Vice President and Vice President's this new position for diversity and inclusion. In response to Representative Block, while I do think we've made a number of important changes, I think especially today with the diversity plan, we've seen the importance of institutionalizing processes, especially for our two newest Vice President positions. And I think that's where a lot of the changes that we've done this year have come from, not all of them. But in general, like, I don't want people to think that just because we're doing internal things doesn't mean we're not doing our job as representatives. I mean, if you know, talk to the executive board or the representatives around the table, you can obviously hear the million great things that we're doing, or you can just look at the announcement list every week. Obviously, there has to be a trade-off there, but in no way do I frown upon the representatives at the table going forward and making a change that will ensure that this assembly will be efficient both this year and in years to come. With that being said, like I mentioned earlier, I completely endorse this resolution and I call the question.
It's been a motion to vote. It's been seconded. Is there any dissent? Seeing none, we're going to have a placard vote. If you're in favor of this resolution, please raise your placard. If you're against it, any abstentions? All right, by a vote of 23-0-0, resolution 23 passes. And we have another sort of quicker internal resolution, 24, I'll say staffing committee. You have 2 minutes.
So
So with that being said, consider revisions I need there. And then we also give students like a new handle. And this kind of outlines how it actually steps to me, or how it will share the community. So it is all of the nature to be part of the step community, and then in terms of meetings for end of the year, the elected or appointed chair, they'll learn about on the outreach plan.
Thanks. First is Rep. Ballack.
I just wanted to say that I think this is a great idea, especially because putting more thought into the population staff and I think it would be very beneficial, especially because for the experience on my committee, I've learned a lot from the team members who have been on the committee before, especially because I've never been on the committee before. So I think
VP Smith.
Again, I thoroughly agree with this position. I think it's long overdue. And I'm especially happy that now we're actually putting into effect a method to keep our committee checked. Make sure that our committee chairs are doing their jobs as effectively as possible, making sure our committees are doing their part to due diligence and making sure that our initiatives and our resolutions are actually the filtered through the Cornell community, through the Barber community. So I have thoroughly been. Is anybody else on
the Rep. Kerr.
I was going to call a question, but I do want to talk.
It's been a motion.
I'm going to have a call question.
Do you have a comment?
Yeah.
Rep. Pritchett.
Never mind.
Well, are you John?
Yeah, I said never mind.
Oh, okay. Well,
yes, my question is kind of like how the backup process works currently. I guess the point I want to bring up is that it seems like at a certain point we have to be concerned about the reach that they have and just how many things we are overseeing. By my count, there's 15 terms run by the committee. And at a certain point, it seems like they should have their own themselves. And some of the communities already have a mask on the most efficient way. So instead of, it seems like they're going to be treated in another community. And at a certain point, we should focus on all the hard work and actually be able to do that.
So, I
don't
know
where you're
coming from, but this is one of the communities that actually overseas. So it wouldn't necessarily apply as much to whatever our staff is looking for the year.
Rep. Kerr.
I know that there was a point that
yeah,
I
both.
Most
of
the chair of the committee, and sort of goes through this committee, make sure that everything is all right, and Nothing was overlooked. And the committee had issues with like, the composition of the characters between themselves, but they're making something that the committee is unaware of. So I think that's a great way to model. And I think that this is really, really necessary to make that happen very hard over the past 2 years.
There's been a motion to vote. It's been seconded. Is there any dissent? Seeing none, we're going to placard vote on this again. If any, everyone who's in favor of Resolution 24 as a staffing committee, creative title, by the way, please raise your please raise your placard. All those opposed? Abstentions? By a vote of 22-0-0. I think it was 22, right? 23? By a vote of 23-0-0, Resolution 24 passes. All right. Next is Resolution 25 in recognition of the second annual AIDS Awareness Week. You have 2 minutes.
We basically explained it. There's a huge program together that we're going to start mentioning it. Maybe a little bit more involved in the board. And a lot of
there's a speakers list. Rep Smith. VP Smith. Sorry.
No, I'm thoroughly excited about this. And you are going to be a very busy man with 6,000 topics, but I hope you can get it out of the way. But I did want to say, right off the air, all the events and things that you listed. National Coming Out Day, our presence was great, and I thought the event was extremely successful, and a lot of great turnout there. And I hope that continues when we start this trend of doing census divided resolutions, because I like this new trend of census divided resolutions and actually following up and participating. And so I absolutely think it is necessary that all of us show up in some capacity to have a week. So in some capacity to these events and actively participate and engage with the students who a lot of us probably don't even engage with as much as we did. So that's my only answer. Congrats.
Wow. Next is community member Rat. President Emeritus Rat.
So I was wondering what the thought was of the location. Is there a
community decorum.
There are program that will be more of the programming that starts through the day.
Thank you. We really like community input. Next is EVP Mueller.
I know that Dan and Dean are pretty humble about how much time they spend and how good they are at planning events like this. I just wanted to, for everybody else who has not necessarily been around, I got to sit in on one of their meetings, planning meetings, and they are telling us they're doing such a great job. And it's going to be a really amazing week for all of us to participate in. I would like the record to show that I think it's very optimistic to have 6,000 comments for the whole Cornell community. I think that would be really crazy if everybody, if we had 6,000 comments. You know, over forever.
Just to the profession, because each
draft is
about
700. Oh my god.
Why
people are waiting,
Carl? VP decides.
Let's
back together.
I'm going to try and make this quick. I obviously fully endorse this. Prove the money to ship the condoms, you know, I'm behind it. I do just want to say that, you know, this is a discussion that I had with a few members earlier. The point of having a sense of the body resolution behind a specific event or a week or whatever it may be is not just like, hey, we think this is a cool event, like, I haven't passed a resolution this year, so I'm going to pass a resolution. Like, the difference between what Representative Kerr and Representative Yuwaku.
Sweet Lord.
That was called, the difference between what they're doing is, like, as you can very clearly see, and as EVP Mueller just pointed out, they're very actively engaged in the event. And this is us putting an official stamp of approval on top of something that we've already provided funding for, that we are helping to coordinate, that we are organizing and executing. And this is going to be, like, I just kind of a preface to a resolution that the Finance Subcommittee is going to be putting forward about special projects. So, like, these are the types of things that that I as a VP Finance am comfortable financing because we're playing an active role in it. So I wanted to commend the few representatives at the table. With that, I call the question.
Thank you.
It's been a motion to vote. Is there any dissent? Okay. So just a note for everyone, when you're dissenting on voting, it has to really be for something sort of significant that you're really opposed to voting on it. But go ahead and ask a question. It's fine.
I'm not very opposed. I was just curious, how would that happen to you get any type of tech? I've never been to any
type of tech.
Yeah.
So we will be trying to get the same day after we get back on
guys, we have to stop calling. Seriously, I don't.
Thanks. So there was a motion to. You good? There was a motion to vote on this. We're going to placard vote again. If you're in favor of Resolution 25, please raise your placards. And everyone please stop talking. Seriously. If you're not in favor, abstentions. I vote with 23-0-0. Resolution 25 passes. Next is Resolution 26, approval of the spring.
Most second vote will move on to Resolution 27. It's time to hear that there's also a vote back to 403. All I will do is present the vote.
Okay. Resolution 27, expanding availability of students helping students grant.
Call a question. Okay, yeah.
You have a minute.
Yeah. It's an internal procedure.
What?
As far as I'm concerned.
Also, I have
great.
Hey guys, so right after the
Chopra. Is Rep Scalpo.
I have a question about or has graduated from the university. So you're saying an alum can come to you and ask for money?
No, it doesn't. Yeah. Unless, so basically, will you, so basically, the student graduates, like,
if you just graduated in May and it's not June, you no longer qualify.
Okay.
But until you graduate, you qualify.
Okay, okay. So, okay, so you're saying until you have graduated.
Yes, the time where we wouldn't fund that is 3 weeks if they're on a leave of absence, if they've withdrawn or if they've graduated from the university.
Okay, so once you graduate, you're not eligible. Okay. Can we clarify that then? Because it seems like a list to me. It seems like it's
that. Yes, so there's 3 weeks that specifically unless you would fund them.
Yep.
And can you give an example of what they'd be using this money for?
So, very quickly, recently, some students,
Rep, you're welcome. So I'm actually going to cut off questions for today. Everyone has 2 weeks to read up about this. If you guys could send out an email with a link to this website, I think this is, for a lot of people, this new program that they've heard of. So if you could do that, that would be great. Also, two other things before we move on. I just want to commend Rep. Stefanko, who, from what I hear, has been really playing a leadership role in this committee, so that's really great. And also, this is just kind of a good example of how we really need, you know, looking beyond just a sheet of paper, how the program that we're working on can really affect students around campus. And these, you know, students who apply for this for this grant are really sort of in need, and especially in emergency situations. So just remember that even though we're debating a piece of paper, at the end of the day, this really affects student life on campus. So with that, we're going to move on to, this is going to come up in 2 weeks, Resolution 26, approval of the spring 2013 election rules. Thank you, guys.
Fun.
And finally, there was a delegation in which we received notice of the grammatical error was corrected. Other than that, the rules can extend as they were last week and we're having discussed them. You can also see a second appendix to this resolution, which would be the election calendar proposed for this coming semester, and would say, can you get away from the office assembly, sir?
Thanks.
Oh, wow.
And thank you again, John and the Elections Committee. Every time you present, it's actually enjoyable, a pleasure, as John just said. So we are going to open up the speakers list. Do you also want to talk about the calendar a little bit, maybe, before?
Sure. So I can direct everybody's attention to the calendar and walk through it together. And from the beginning, the appendix so if you guys can see. So the January 28th is the second full week of classes. We gave ourselves that 30 days to prepare for everything ready. On January 28th, now we can go online. We're going to be open to the office at the beginning of this, and that will be reflected on the calendar, and we'll start planning those sorts of things. Additionally, we have to start kind of keeping up with that. The calendar will also see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 possible SA meetings that potentially will attend after their meeting and requirement. Obviously, some of us will have a part of our naturalism. The second week of the bottom of the interior schedule with people who are today and who is talking about that. We give people 3 weeks real to kind of think about and consider their candidacies. It would be done by the material being Monday, February 18th. And following that, we have a sufficient example for review and we spend that week with the mandatory campaign and beneficial launching campaign on Thursday, February 21st, giving candidates a week and a half or so for the launch campaign before the voting period. As you can see right now, there's one candidate form scheduled on Tuesday, February 26th. That will be for the president, executive vice president, and our position. As we finalize the relevant communication for the efficiency form, we'll be looking at those, for example, to a co-sponsor and LGBTQ form of agents. We will sponsor an IR form, IR, SGA, what have you, and those will be added. I think one of the things that we put on this for you, we're going to be 4 months a week. So we're very excited for a week-long opportunity to engage candidates. And as you can see, online profiles are still there, and it is serving the sun. And we're looking forward to hopefully seeing everybody at the meeting for announcing the results on Thursday, March 7th.
Thank you very much. So before we go open up the speakers list, just remember, this is a regular resolution. People can make amendments to it, and we will debate it.
Wow.
Wow. So just before, one other special visitor. What? Former Vice President of Finance, Adam Nicoletti, just walked in the room. This is such a shock. Wow. So as I was saying, you can make amendments to this while the discussion, like any other resolution. First on the speaker's list is Rep. Skelto.
Okay. I really love what you did. Really do. Especially the requirements to attend an SA meeting. I can't tell you how much I really love that. I just, reading through this, there was just one thing that I want to clarify or possibly make an amendment to. It is on 86, Facebook thing, and the vote of 4. May create Facebook events related to a campaign as long as those events are scheduled to occur entirely within the voting period. I would, with your approval or consent, add only and entirely, just because technically, if there, that the period of the event is the week before and includes the entire election period, that meets this requirement.
So is it the voting period, or is it that Monday through Wednesday, and that's when the next quote-unquote start and end? The assembly feeling that not being clear about the existing language would be major and sort of clarification, I guess, but the intent again is to encourage turnout, so we are creating events and launching during the campaign period, if you
20 pictures, we can show your health and whatever you want to do. However, the actual start and end time of the event is going to be consistent with the voting period Monday to Wednesday, so people will see it pop up and be reminded to vote, and us will hopefully increase your number.
Right, I'm just saying, because technically if you include the week before and the entire voting period in it, if you make a week-long event, you meet this requirement.
It's an entirely, like, if you do before, I thought it was not within the voting period. So,
yes, it is.
That's,
no. Thank you for the feedback for the rule recording of the board.
Next is Rep. Pritchett.
Once again, thank you for having me here. I'll give you my word. So, this is great. I'm on the one section one, kind of small thing. I just thought of what I mentioned last week about parents. Sorry, I'm going to say that. Number four, the pictures in the continuing loss of the assembly. I just disagree with the premise of the past to take a picture in the office. Especially with the situation that allows cancer to abroad to send in a picture. I think there are other things that are going to make that require someone to send a picture. For example, if someone was sick, if someone was around town, something happened, so they weren't able to take a picture in the assembly. I don't think that should disqualify them being able to run for the assembly. And additionally, especially the appropriation community has been talking about increasing awareness of social media, I think they're expecting an interesting way to utilize the program as the
program
for
social media
that are not
on
the social media. So, first of all, let me just have a moment of discussion. First of all, when it comes to the candidacy call meetings, you are not precluded from running by not submitting a picture of having a picture of the assembly detail. Would not have a picture there, right? For if I was running, I would probably not have a picture there. So, you know, it wouldn't preclude me from running. However, I ask you whether or not it's prudent or not prudent to have all parents taking in for those who are in it, but we had built in 1, 2, 3 people each of them to come to the office with some of the picture. I can't think of that many of them in this room where somebody can make their way to a call that 3 minutes ago. So that should be useful. And then as to the second. After the discussion on social media, we really do need to address the egalitarian nature of these photos, and we recognize that not everybody has the same contact, has the same opportunities, etc. By formalizing through the office of assembly and using the existing protocol, it really adds people putting as much as possible. Granted, if you are on another continent, you cannot come to the office of assembly, it tends to be a broad assembly. However, we do feel very strongly that everybody should have the same picture.
Yeah, did you hear that?
Okay, I was just going to say, in terms of those of the assembly, you have to turn in your materials to the office of the assembly during the school day. During the school time, it would be possible from 8:30 to 4:30 on the and so, we already have to make sure the office wants to make the picture when you can't get the materials. And so, we're not asking anyone to go out of their way to what was things from the out and ready to have to
next.
Okay, fine.
Okay, and I do think like a very important point to people out there across social media as well. Obviously I am all for increasing involvement with violence and organizations, but I would personally get using them as well and adding them to the office originally. And my own rationale for that is that really depends on the DOA wants at the point. Perhaps like someone has a personal connection with the president of school media, and they make it so that, it's easier for them to take a picture, or it's more convenient versus the office of the assembly, which is 8:30 to 4:30 for every student, and then, by outsourcing to another group of patients out of our hands, because then let's just say, for whatever reason, a sponsor releases an appointment to take a picture, now it looks like a biased process, and then a person has something to complain about, and that's completely outside of our purview. Versus using the office of the assembly to standardize the workflow.
Next is Rep. Iwaoka.
So this is kind of what I want to be broad setting. The requirement is that it's available for the election. I understand that the previous
that's a good question.
Because I'm
Can you?
Now, Article 1, Section A, number 1, eligibility is stipulated in that section. Quote, candidates must have voted well in voting requirements, the last section of that section. Attendance to one candidate to be in their register, it doesn't have to be within their election.
Did everyone hear that amendment? Do you find that? So everyone, the amendment is basically on page three.
The second set of numbers, number one, and three words, and lots of studying overall.
Do you guys find that friendly since it's in line with the other amendments that you've made? Okay.
That's not any study outside of the
Okay.
Motion to continue.
Okay. We'll start 5 minutes. What? Do you want to explain your dissent? Okay. So is there other motions on the floor? There's been a motion to table until next meeting. There's a motion to table until next meeting. The reason for that is it's 6:30 and we do have an executive session and there's another event. There are a bunch more people on the speakers list, so this will come up at the following meeting, and this is exactly what we expected, and this is why it's come up a lot of meetings in advance, so this is not surprising. Thank you guys very much. We are now moving into executive session.
This has been a production of Cornell University, on the web at cornell.edu.